Good afternoon. Today is June 30th, 2017. I am going to do, this is probably going to be the first of two accessibility posts that I'm going to do today, since I actually have a few minutes of some free time to get this done. The first of these is an app that got recommended to me, and I'm probably going to do a terrible job of pronouncing the app. It is a, I guess you could call it, the Facebook page and some online Google searching calls it an IPTV app. It's kind of like a TV, you know, it's an app that you can watch various TV channels on. I got recommended that app yesterday. It's called, I apologize in advance if I mispronounce it, but it's called Waazi. It's spelled W-A-A-Z-I. Okay. Now, I would say that this is a review, but I can't, it is kind of a review, but for those of us who use VoiceOver, which is, for those who may not know, Apple has, I would say out of all the tech companies, one of, if not the best commitments to accessibility that I've seen for mainstream products. I'm not talking about companies specifically making products for the blind. I'm talking about, or visually impaired, or people with other disabilities. I'm talking about mainstream, walk into a store, buy it off the shelf product. Other companies are kind of playing catch up and getting better, but Apple, at least for the last few years, it kind of leads the pack as far as reliably accessible stuff. So, if anybody has an iPhone, iPad, Mac, iPod, Touch, I guess iPods. Anyway, let's just, if someone has an iPhone, and you can do it now as I'm telling you this, you can go to, it's in under your general, and right up towards the top, where it is exactly, I can't remember, but you want to look for something called accessibility. If you want to try out, if you are an app developer and you want to try out how your app would sound if you were blind or visually impaired, VoiceOver is what I use as someone who is totally blind and who uses my iDevice quite regularly. I actually have an iPhone, I have an Apple TV, and I have both. I actually have a third and fourth generation Apple TV. I love my Apple TV. I actually also have a Roku, as I digress. And the Rokus just now are getting into the accessibility arena. However, Roku, your audio, your speech is terrible. You really have to concentrate to listen to that thing, because the way it pronounces stuff is horrid. But anyway, I digress. Thank you, Roku, anyway, for trying. Hopefully, you continue to get better. And as an aside, while I'm talking about the Roku, it's very much the luck of the draw with Roku accessibility. Some of the apps are very accessible, some of them are not. I hope that things get better as time goes on. I will tell anybody that's considering a streaming player, again, another aside, sorry. I love Roku for the sheer amount. I think the Roku is definitely, oops. Hold on. Okay, sorry. If you're looking for, again, if accessibility is not an issue for you, the Rokus have the most content. I mean, if you're looking for content. Unfortunately, the bad thing about the Apple TV app, the Apple TV player, is while it is more, again, you're still going to come across apps that are not accessible on an Apple TV. However, I would say, for the most part, the Apple TV is more, you're going to have more reliability as far as accessibility goes. Unfortunately, with the Roku, again, it's luck of the draw. Some of the apps are accessible, some aren't. And hopefully, as time goes on, they will improve on that. And I think sometimes they have, I guess. I mean, you know, like I said, I use, I wish I could just pick one player and use it. I've actually got both players because there's certain things I like about both players. But I'm going to digress. I didn't want to make this about apps, although maybe that'll be a third post for today, the comparison between Roku and Apple TV. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, for those of you who are app developers for the iOS, or if you want to do tvOS or whatever the Apple's ecosystem is, I had thought, and again, I'm not a developer. I do not know the first thing. I am strictly coming from at this from a user, and if I consider myself a fairly knowledgeable user. I'm not a developer. I don't write code. I'm not a programmer. I took one intro to C++ class in college, and that about did me in. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and just to get a little program to calculate, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, and you forget a little semicolon and you throw the whole program off. So I can imagine trying to write code for, anyway, I'm probably dating myself. But anyway, so my point is I'm not a programmer. I'm not a developer. Because sometimes what happens is when you say a program's not accessible, if you report that to a developer or to a program, you know, writer or to someone who has a program, their first question is, well, what do I do? How do I make it accessible? And listen, I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I want to say that Apple has some sort of, I don't know what you call it. Maybe it's an API. Maybe it's a developer toolkit for accessibility. I do think they have that kind of material out there in the, you know, for those who are developers. How the whys and wherefores, I couldn't tell you. I know Apple does have an accessibility, like, I don't know if you call it a team department. I don't know if that's just for the users or if that's for the developers. That's something I'm going to have to, I'll have to try to, that's something that personally I think that's the developer's job to find that out. I mean, no offense. I don't mean to be, if I'm telling you a product is inaccessible, I'm happy to help people as best I can to help them make it accessible, which is kind of why I'm doing this post. But at the same time, people that are not disabled need to really educate themselves. And actually, I'm going to get kind of on a soapbox. I personally, as a blind person, have gotten to the point in my life as I am nearing middle age, it is not my job to educate you. Okay? I will answer people's questions. I'm all happy to answer questions as far as it goes. And people ask me a question about something I do, I'm not going to say I'm not going to talk to you. What I mean by that is it's not my job to hold your hand. And there's so much information out there as far as accessibility and how people with disabilities do things and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that to sit there and just say, I don't know, and I'm just not going to do it, and it's your job. Because that actually kind of happened to me. That's happened to me before when I've said something's not accessible. And, you know, well, you just need to, it's your fault, it's your program, or it's your phone, or it's something that you've done on your end, when I know clearly it's not. And to me, there's no excuse. If you're going to develop a product for people to use, you should make it so everybody can use it. That's my opinion. I shouldn't have to, you know, make a big deal about something not working. Accessibility's, well, unless someone changes the law, accessibility's the law, guys. You know, at least here in the U.S. And even if it's not the law, forget about it being the law. There's certain things that are just plain the right thing to do. And it's the right thing. You want to make, I mean, why not have more people, especially if you're trying to make money on your app? Why not have more people? And personally, if I have an app that's accessible and that I can use and I don't need sighted assistance to use it, I can just turn it on, I can just pull it up and use it, and I don't need to ask, hey, can you sign this up, or hey, can you tell me what's on the screen, because it's not reading it, hey, can you help me with this, I'm gonna, if it's a good app that's accessible, that I use, that I enjoy, I will promote it, I will be the first one to tell everybody, oh, I use, you know, app X, and it works really good, and yada, 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 you know. So anyway, this WASI, or this app that somebody recommended that I try, I want to demonstrate something, because actually one of the problems I'm having with the app is I just want to demonstrate what it sounds like to someone who cannot see the screen and who has to rely on the voiceover program to use the app. Because last night I got it to play a TV station for me, and now I can't get out of that station. And I thought if I closed the app and started from the beginning, it would take me back to the home screen where all the different lists of TV stations were, and it won't do that. So now I'm relegated to watching whatever this TV station is. So I want to demonstrate that. Hold on. Let me see. Let me turn my speech back on. Just a minute. Speech on. And you're going to hear this. Page 3 of 7. I think. Adjustable. Hold on. Actually, hold on. Let me. Page 5 of 7. App switcher. Home. You're going to hear everything I'm hearing. Audio boom. App store. App 2. Oh. App store. App 2. App store. Oh, I guess I closed it. Okay. Oops. Dot. Music. Page 5 of 7. Twitter. Page 6 of 7. See you. You guys get to hear how I use my phone. See? Hold on. No, no. You can hear some of my apps, too. Okay, no. Okay, here's... Okay. So I'm going to double tap and open it. Now, here, you guys are going to hear what I hear, so here we go. Okay, so, I'm sorry. I'm back. I just had a technical glitch. Apparently... when it started to play the video, it cut off the recording. So I'm not going to be able to demonstrate what I could do is demonstrate what the post was telling me, but it's not working. What it does is it'll when I click on the TV app and it comes up, it'll start playing. I think it's called Blog TV. I couldn't get it to spell it out to tell me that's what it sounds like it's saying, but it could be something different. But what happens is at the top it says ellipsis. So it says dot, dot, dot. So there's no link for me to click back to get off of that screen. There's no label for me to stop. At least it doesn't, it doesn't tell me. All I hear is something called fit and then something called middle dot where or something. And it's a link. They're saying they're links. So I thought maybe that would... stop it. Maybe the button labeling was wrong, but that doesn't happen. I tried double tapping on just about, those of us who use VoiceOver, most people, when you go to tap on an app, you tap with one finger and you tap once and it pulls it up. Well, for those of us who use VoiceOver, it doesn't do that in our case. When you're moving around the screen, I'll show you as I'm showing you. If you move around the screen here, let's go back to my standard home screen. So when you move around, you hear that. It'll tell you what's under your finger. If you want to click on something and you tap on it twice to activate the item that's under your hand. So that's how you do it. For some reason, when you are trying to watch a TV program, at first I couldn't even get the TV program to come on. Like when I would double tap on the names of the TV channels, it wouldn't do anything. And it's got little images. Like I can tell they're images, but they're not visualized. Like there's no description to tell somebody who's blind what that is. And the links aren't labeled right so that your screen reader can voice to you what is going on, so that if you are using this for sighted assistance, when I was on the sign-in page, there's all these star, 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 and 6 stars, 5 stars. That's what it tells you. And you're sitting there like looking at this going, okay, this might look good to a sighted person, but like to a blind person, it was completely confusing. Some of the fields, like your first name, last name, it wanted you to put in your first name, last name, email. I think it wanted to, create a password. And then it had your birthday. And I finally figured that out. And then there was a code it wanted you to put in at the bottom. Now, it didn't even really tell you it was a CAPTCHA code, CAPTCHA. The CAPTCHA codes, there is a CAPTCHA app that is accessible, but like I had to get someone to help me. I was like, what code are they talking about? And she's, you got to put this code in here. That wasn't visualized at all. Like all you had between like where the date of birth field was and where the code was as you were going swiping around on the screen, it was just all these stars and 3 stars, 5 stars, 10 stars, 7 stars. And I'm sitting there going, what is going on here? So then once I got into the app, I could see all the different channels. At first, I couldn't get the app to start a channel. Now I got it to start a channel, and I can't get it out of that channel to go to any other channels because the button, the back button or the stop button or whatever button a sighted person would use to click on that app, you can't click on it to get back out of that channel. So now, for in perpetuity, until they fix that, I get to watch Blog TV no matter what. Even if I want to watch GRTS or whatever other channels you have on there. And again, it's not the way they have the channels. There's a lot of clutter. Like, for example, on the top of the app, it just says something like port 84572, weird nonsense. I mean, I think it's supposed to be a graphic, but the way that my screen reader does it, it doesn't make any sense. I'm just going to be all out and tell you that it's a very confusing app for a blind person to use. I could muddle through it if I could figure out how to get out of that stupid TV channel. No offense, I shouldn't say that. I mean, I'm sure it's a perfectly good TV channel, but I don't want to watch it right now. I want to watch something else. So I can't get out of that channel. So, that in a nutshell is what is going on with that app. And listen, I mean, I'm sure that I don't want to be too harsh with the developers. I'm sure you mean well, and I'm definitely sure you put a lot of work and a lot of time and effort. But I'm here to tell you that I won't be using it. I'll be honest with you. I can't use it very effectively. And so I'm happy to test it if you want to update it and make it better. I'm just telling you, I don't know how, because like right now I can't demonstrate audibly. Like, I'd have to do it somehow. See, I don't know, because this is my phone, so I don't know how I'd do it. Anyway, so that's kind of how it works, you know, the issues that I'm having. And it looks like it's very graphical, which is good for this. I'm not saying don't make it graphical, but you have to figure out how to not only make it actually I'm trying to think. I'd have to ask a friend of mine that's also, he's visually impaired as well, but he has some sight. He's my tester. Like, if something doesn't work, he'll tell me exactly why it's not working. Like, cause he has enough sight that he can look at it and go, oh, I know what the problem is. And, he's more of a, he actually does see kind of the developer side of it than I don't see. And, he may or may not, you know, obviously he may not be able to tell a developer what to do, but again, he's my tech guru if I don't know something. But anyway, so that's pretty much why you know what the issue is, and you know, hopefully I'll be happy to make this post available to, like I said, maybe the developers will hear it or something, and hopefully I wish them well. I think it's a neat idea, but I get frustrated when apps don't work, and then apps that I might like to use don't work. I had that experience with another app I was playing with, you know, that it wasn't accessible, and then I found out that it wasn't available in my area, so I said, okay, well, no problem. So, anyway, you know, like I said, I'm saying this as a means for constructive criticism. I get a little frustrated about things, and I don't want that frustration to be misconstrued as, you know, I'm mad at the developer. Again, it's an educative process, and hopefully they will, I don't want to say they'll learn, I don't mean that in a bad way, but hopefully as they continue to develop this app and possibly other apps in the future, they will hopefully keep accessibility in mind. And I don't think they're completely on their own with that. I think I'll have to ask my more knowledgeable tech people, but I think Apple has helpful hints and things like that for accessibility for their iOS and things like that. So anyway, hopefully things will be developed in such a way that people that are using assistive technology and other accessibility, not just VoiceOver, can use the app and get something out of it. And also, well, you know, if you're wanting to distribute your content, who knows? There may other be a lot of blind people that'd be interested, because, you know, it's funny that the myth is we don't watch TV, and I'm here to tell you that ain't true. I was watching Bugs Bunny last night. It was cool. So anyway, all right, well, that's all I wanted to say. Okay, bye.